Fourth Dalit Av, 24th of August, Rabbi Shlomo Kalis, Kashrus, First Chulin, belong on the King's Table.
I should have started this group of series of Shurim with Yad Hashmai. I should have started what the Kohen Gadol Mechavera, the Chofetz Chaim, starts out in the Sefer Likutei Halachos. He writes, Al Yechshaduni, Shum Ish, Shekabanasi, Chachar Shalom, Slavish, the Kalitin, Shalom, Shalom, or Samaritan, the Matayim, that I'm going to go and I'm going to be like, in his case he's talking about Rishonim, or I'll say like the Darshanim or like the Achrenim, that comes to say over the Shitas and Keilu. He looks like he's being Machriya, the Sefer that the Chofetz Chaim wrote was the Dachlis to bring out all the Shitas of the Rishonim, of the Rambam, of the Rish, when it comes to Kachin. There is no Rish on Kachin. The Shulchan Aruch of the Tuchas Kachin was written by the Chofetz Chaim, so he's writing the disclaimer. No one should think that I'm being Machriya and being Yonim. And that goes without saying what the Chofetz Chaim says. It applies to myself also. This is a mockim, a Eilat mockim that has a Noshim Gedoidim Ma'oi, Shvat, Racha, Godel, Mechaveiroth, and this shul, this mockim Kaddish, he's the one who's right to be Machriya the Shilas. And I should have started out all the Shirim with this disclaimer. But tonight's Shir, I was going to say what the Chofetz Chaim continues to say. And the Chofetz Chaim says, V'anoichi, V'ak Hashamish Kotzim B'Beit HaMedrash. I'm just Hashamish Kotzim in the Beit HaMedrash. Hamedi Sipra Avir V'Aranta Ma'al Shulchan B'Beit HaMedrash L'Moy Pahep. That's what I was going to start today. That I'm not a Hashamish Kotzim, bringing out the Shitas in the Indonim of Kachis, in the Indonim of Bishol Akkom, in these Indonim. And I see that's not applicable either. Because there are a lot of Indonim that we'll talk about today. I'm going to be mevakech from the oilah, whereas in all the other shirim, more or less, you have to ask the Rav, and most of the shailos we discussed, but more or less, the shailos we discussed are mukha, we try to go out there, the roiv out there, the ikra feitskin, but these shailos that we'll discuss tonight in Bishalakum, the shailos of Kashis, the shailos that are negeya, all of Klal Yisrael, are major machlekesim amongst Rabbanim, machlekesim amongst Kashis, Kashis agencies, and the shaylas, they're all shaylas. Every one of these shaylas are shaylas with tzfaris kedayis. And I will quote what I heard, Mishay Magoyim, Mishay Nadam, and I heard it today from one of the head officials of the OU. And I was talking to him about a certain shayla, and talking about a certain tzfarim, which Hashem will get to it soon. And his washing, his penetrating washing. He said that when I tried to say that tzfaris, Magoyim, Mishay Nadam, and Orbach, as far as it seems, it is as far as Nagaya, all of those Kashis and Bishal Akram, these types of Shilas, and when I try to say that, as far as that, Gayim Mishle Mizam and Orza. Mishle Mizam and Orza said that we know that the reason why Chazal asked for Bishal Akram, there are two reasons. One reason Rashi tells us is because the Shema Yekelena Dabatamek made the Goyal, after a while he'll come to even in that, maybe not in that, necessarily in that setting, he'll feed you something that's kosher. But eventually, our relationship with the Goyim, we know that like the Goyim say, the way to the person, to make a relationship with the person, is a way to the man's heart, is through his thumb. No, that's true. That was the second reason Chazal said. That Mishum Chasnus, you'll make Chalimot, you'll have a relationship or a Chaitis to the Goyim, for the Chasnus, you'll have a connection. That's the bad of the, we see that, unfortunately, we see that's what Chazal was so concerned with, to make sure that there are Gedorim that keep us away from the Goyim when we eat, whether it was what we spoke about last night, or whether it's in Pasach, and Vishalach, and Yayin, that's all these Nyana to keep us away from the Goyim. And the Goyim Mishleim Nizam and told this person, he said, so we think to ourselves, what does it mean? I'm going to the guy's going to cook for me, and then all of a sudden, what, I'm going to marry his daughter. That's what's going to happen. So we understand. They make a relationship. He thinks, that's how we learn the Gemara. And then the guy, Shlomo Zalman, said, it's interesting. The intermarriage rate, Shlomo Zalman said this 20 years ago, Mary Nagoya, 60%, 70%, what he was saying it in Shaita, what could we say? What could we answer to that? That the intermarriage rate is so high. He said, who knows? The Goyim Mishleim Nizam. Who knows? If the intermarriage rate that goes up in that city over there in the middle of England somewhere, or that city over there in the middle of America somewhere, who knows if the intermarriage doesn't go up because of spoilers like that in Bishop Akron? I've raised up that Goyim Mishleim Nizam. So that's why when we come to talk about these in Yonim, we're talking about the Yonim where not every spoiler goes. Not every cook story goes. So tonight, I'm not even a shamish cotton, I'm a shamish in the base medrash to bring the sheep. I'm a shamish cotton to bring out the shaitas. And the educated consumer has the right to know why. Lots of people like to say interesting things. Yeah, the kashrus is all based on politics, it's all based on money. It's based on svaros, and it's based on halacha. And a person has the right and has to have the stekel and the erlich tzeit to know what are the shaylos, and you have to have the basic erlich tzeit to say, I might makbid in this halacha, I might, excuse me, not makbid, I might makbid on that shita, that chumah, that on that day in Bishlachim of all the different things. And you have to ask Hitchcock, am I stomach on that kula? Am I stomach on this? I think he can hear every one of the shittas and the kulas and the chumras that will say tonight. And he'll say, no, what's this for me? Bishlachim, this, that. Bishlachim is an iter of the chazal made like all, like just like there's no one in this room that would eat chicken and cheese together. So then Bishlachim, if the svar is no good, so then Bishlachim is an iter. It's an iter of kashrus. I'm always misspoiled. I'm either vain for the chassidim and vain for the literature. What's a maisa for the chassidim and the literature? There's a maisa in the time of Adin Rabbi Akiva Eger. Adin Rabbi Akiva Eger came to a certain town, I think he was in love, and he came to a town, and in that town, the rabbis in the town, everyone was waiting online to speak to the Gemara of the Kiveger, to get faith, to get prophet, to get aid. And the Gemara of the Kiveger, the rabbis, she seems a little bit antsy, and she comes in, she says, she has a problem. Her son doesn't understand anything in learning. He's not a foolish child, not a stupid child, he understands things, but all of a sudden, when it comes to anything with Torah occupation, she doesn't understand them. And she has other sons, and she's a Rabbanah Shem Shpachla, and the other kids, they do understand in Torah, and this kid, Punk, when it comes to the Inyanim of Torah, Gengish Kras Tuchnish. So the Kidei just said, this kid ate choice. Of course, astounded and insulted this kid. He never eats out of my house. Chassidus Shechita only. And the Kiveda said, this kid ate trait. And the Rav came to the Rav. The Rav came to the Kiveda and said, it's my son. Kiveda said, look at this child ate trait. Think about it. And he said, they never ate out of the house. They're Mavara. Kiveda, they're Mavara, Mavara. The fight turned out that one time this child was walking home from Cheder. And on his way home from Cheder, he had a chasna. He ate something at the chasna. So that was the only time they can figure out when this kid ever ate outside of the house. Is this Barrett? What was that chasna? The Shulchan Aruch Harah, the Eretz Hagar, and the Chuvas in the back, I think it was in Siman Zayin, and Chuvas in the garden, and that's a small Chuva. He talks about a certain get that was given, and the Shaila was on the name in the get. The name of the guy, the Shulchan has a sheet on how to spell that name. The sheet out of the and the guy's right that he's only explaining it, that there was a Rav who was master of this lady with this guest. He signed the guest, he was the guest, with the name spelled, not to see the way that the grass says it, rather the way you have to spell this name. And he writes over there, that if this lady goes and gets married, I'll pee this guest. So you should just know, that the grass, she makes each with the right. And whoever goes to share for that chasna, the chasna when she'll get remarried, that the grass, she talks to in the baby, because the mummer is going against her, hate at the Torah. He's not listening to what the Rabbanim are saying, this get is straight. And the food that you'll eat at that chasna is straight. This child ate at that chasna. Going with the Kiveh, I don't know what's the biggest spider, the going with the Kiveh, that he has come with time with the going, or the grass is Kaya, or the thing that should be spoiled the most, the Tintum Halei, that the grass buffed, but the grass buffed, the Shulchanai Barad said, and all of a sudden that could make it trace. And how much more so? Al Akas Kama the Kama, with our Halik at Panoyim, with our Halik at Marayim, with the focus of Bishul Akum. What has to be at the tip there when we discuss that it's a Svar of Bishul Akum and this and why not? We'll discuss tonight Shiloh's of tuna, Shiloh's of potato chips, Shiloh's of. I have to make one disclaimer. I will try tonight, as far as I can, I will try. It's hard for me in my voice. But when I say the word potato chip, I'm referring, I just have to remember this, I'm referring to crisps. I will try as hard as I can to say the word crisps. I will try. It's very difficult. You imagine the first time me and my wife went out, place and we went to a restaurant, wasn't pretty. Yeah, sure. It's not the fun. Potatoes, I'll try tonight, I'll call them crisps. The French fries, I won't be able to get around. I'll call those French fries. I'll try to call potatoes, French fries, I'll go to the miracles, I think. I'll try to call them, yours will call French fries, we'll keep it their name, and then I'll call the other ones crisps. So I'll go by them, we'll discuss French fries, we'll discuss crisps, we have to discuss tuna, we have to discuss the cholas. It's a challenge. I will show them all. I saw one person look and decide. He said, "I'm not coming." He won't come. Let me get out of that shiva. It's a challenge. I will show them all. We'll have to find out why he left. The father, yeah, but they missed. I'm not sure. Just we'll have to see. And some family shivas and canned vegetables and canned fruits and whatnot. It's chulei the chulei. And again, I want to make this the fur again. I'll say it over and over again. But my disclaimer is that I can't come to say tonight shakalom. None of these in Yonim, which are the gay, I'm sure proud of yourself, and these are Yonim that machlekes and the kashrus organizations. Well, but a person has to be an educated consumer. You can't just be blind. You can't just be blind and say, there's a shayla, the shlach and stuff. A shayla, this is something that Klal Yisrael, most of their nefesh on. So let's Well, it's an our Seder. Rashi already tells us there are two reasons that the Shulchan says it's not a stira. There could be two reasons. What's the stira? There could be one reason that we can't. Again, we're talking what the Mishnah says in the Zoran Daflamid Hay. The Mishnah says there's an issue called Shlokis. And Rashi's quick to say, don't think that we're talking about that there's some kind of problem with the pot. If a guy should pass or something, we're talking where it's a kosher pot, there's no shayla. And this at hand is the guy is cooking for the yid with kosher food only and kosher pot only in the kosher. Just with Chazal, the guy said what's called Shlokis. What are Shlokis? In our Zoran Daflamid Hay gives us a little more insight into the Indian. And the Gemara tells us already that Chazal was Gezer, that a guy is not allowed to cook for a year, and we'll see what the Heterim are, what the exceptions are, but in general, a guy is not allowed to cook for a year again, because we're afraid of the coming big Hasanis, we're afraid of the Kira Vandas, or we're afraid that Sheva Yatalena Dome Tome, he made the Kapati Yates, the Kapati Yates, like Jesus said, maybe the doctor says, I don't want to see him, we get together, using them to eat. How can we get together and eat the framework from the Taylor? Why the framework from the Taylor? Why do we have to get together and make a Suda? Why? Are they the Pirates yet? That's the Pirates yet. He says, we see that Meir learns from Acher. Right? He learns from Alisha Ben Abu. And Chazal tell us, how is he able to learn from Acher? Acher was a Russia. How is he able to learn from him? So Gemara tells us, famous Gemara, that Acher was able to take out the good, and he left the bear. So the Pirates yet. You see, he learned with Acher years and years and years. He learned with his Chavusa, with his Rebbe. He learned from years and years, and he had no shaykh. No shaykh. Yet, not the time of Jesus. Punt all of a sudden, when it comes to food, right? We know the Chazal is so concerned. The person's going to eat. If he eats, even a bishul also, he eats together with a goy, chalila. If he drinks his wine, Chazal Shalom is going to go to Kirav Das. And the Shani Rasam, the way to the man's heart, right? The way to his heart is to his stomach. The Chazal was so worried. Okay, you see, America gets off a person can have a shaykhah for years and years in learning and have no shaykhahs. But when it comes to eating together, that makes a shaykhah. That's the part of the Jacob's that I see, and we want to make it after. Part of the Jacob. We want to make it to after, so therefore we tell them to eat together. Now, what we want that is a shaykhah. So we see what these are, Allah, the Rabbi, and Dave Fatishka. Everybody knows that this is the Rabbi, the Chazal told us thousands of years ago, that is Dave Fatishka, that that's the Siva. Now we're suffering with that intermarriage Holocaust. How do you guys say, Dave Fatishka, the Baron Bruin, Upshit. Now, the Maisa, there's one point, that will come right away to an exception. There are some people that come from places, they say, I'm not masked on Bishul Akum. I'm not masked on Muksa. I'm not masked on cheese and chicken burgers. So where does it come from? I wonder if the Bachar told me that masked on Bishul Akum. I said, where did this come from? Right? So he comes from a certain out-of-town city in America. I looked into it a little bit, and it turns out that what is he not mocked on? He's not mocked on pasta. Now, pasta on a bite size is a figure we're not going to discuss today. The whole simon shall not have cooked babes. This is all shayla again. When we talk, all the shaylas we're talking about today, we're talking that the food is all kosher. All the products in the bread, for example, are kosher. And the oven is kosher. Everything is kosher. But there was an ixer that the Gemara of Ezra discussed called pasta, that if the guy cooks the bread, bakes the bread, so it's awesome. Now, within this ixer of a guy cooking the bread, baking the bread, there's a choice that brings in Rishali, which is a whole medubber in Shulchan Aruch and cooking day, that maybe what's called pas palter in a commercial bread is maybe not a problem, assuming that all the ingredients are kosher. No, it's a basic, like in America, what they call OU bread. OU bread, which isn't what they official pas isra, not pas isra, got kosher ingredients only, but the fire and the baking and everything was done by a guy. So this, the Chayyar should alarm us. The Gemara seems to say, Pata Akum is Aser. However, there's a Hefer. What's this Hefer? It's a Hefer called the powder. A commercial baking is something that we're not afraid it will come today. Chasness, whatever it is, because all have certain Hefer by Pata Akum. Now this Hefer, do we hold this Hefer? I think it's not like it. Now, the Gemara brings down, it could be Mesel. The Shaf brings down the Shlahat. The Adagir Nezer, it's a big Machlekes. I'm going to fight upon it. If the guy bakes in your house, that's of course Aser. But if it's a commercial baked bread, so that's the machlekes, which I think we've all heard of, the machlekes, am I allowed to eat bread that was cooked commercially? Am I not allowed to eat bread? So a person comes with a dad, and the guy says, okay. So who I did? Bishulatlam. I'm Bishulatlam. Now, Nachalila, I would let the guy cook in my house. I'm not a chassid shalom, I wouldn't let the guy cook in my house. And even if the guy is a maid, as we all know, with the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, Lalochins, and Kukia Gimel, and Sif Galvin, that a lot of persons can come to, it's a maid! And don't you know the Rav Avraham Shita, the Rav Avraham brought in Tysus, right? I don't know if it's real, but it's Rav Avraham, right? The Shita brought in Tysus, and that's what I'll say. that perhaps in the house of a Yid, or perhaps when it's a shikha, these types of stars, maybe it's mutter, but we know, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, categorically not like that. The Rabbeinu Tam says that she did a mistake about this whole hector of some of a great cooking in your house. What was the possible smara? But then my house? Won't call me the hostess. My house, no. Or the other smara, a shikha, who's going to marry the shikha, who's going to, and the shikha's daughter, not Negeya. But the Shulchan Aruch says la locha, says, no, yay, some are mako on a maid cooking in the house. Some are not mako on a maid cooking in the house. And the husband says, we're mako. If you have a maid, so develop it, the maid can cook. But then you look in the shop, and the tab, and all of our priests, all of our Hanukkah priests, and they all say, Abada, a maid. But it's only a maid that you owe. I don't know, in England, America, by us, in 1863, they canceled that phenomenon. I don't know what goes on over here. I don't think you own the maid anymore. So therefore, that hector's gone. That is gone. A maid that you own, then it's what is a kula, is a kula. But if you don't own the maid, so then she's not going to be able, and nowadays, it's like we said last night, it's not that you own the maid, it's that they own us, like we spoke about last night. But also, punish the both attorneys, we don't have. So, we know in the house, we don't have that hector. Another hector, if the yid turns on the fire, agu, that's a hector for Achenu Ashkenazim. Oh, we have that hector. Achenu Bnei Asvarzim. Don't have that hector. My Rav Mutzker, Achenu Bnei Asvarzim, don't have the hector of a guy turning on the fire. Of a yid turning on the fire. I didn't really make a mistake. It's by the Svardim, it's the same thing. There's no hector. The yid has to turn on the fire by Ashkenazi. That's already what to be flame upon. By a Svardim, that's not a hector the club. By a Svardim, it's not a hector. But that's, again, the my Rav Mutzker. So the person's going to come, he's going to say, no, I don't hold a bishalakum, so he doesn't mean the house. A Sandarish type, even Pazak him in the house. He doesn't mean that. At least if he's an Ashkenazi, at least you have to turn on the fire, and even that is Sakula, because often not filled with that. Sure. But I'll put him, that he doesn't mean. They need commercial. It means I'll go to a place, I'll buy tuna, I'll buy the crisps, I'll buy whatever, all the things I'm going to buy, and I'll say, okay, it's commercial. So what Pazak? And this is an absolute mistake, because the right side, the Shibabra. Why is Pasakim Mutter when it's commercial? Not at the club. Why all of a sudden is it Mutter? They can say, oh, because it's commercial, so how am I going to figure out who his daughter was? But then I ask Kasha, can I eat the, let's say I have a galich, I have a klimer, and he comes and he bakes bread for me in my house. Now, he doesn't have any daughters. He doesn't have any daughters, right? But let's say I have a regular person, and all of his Gilead sons. Right? Let's say I have a person that all his daughters are ready to in Chassanagah. So they're all dead. I have a place. So that person is yelled out the date for you. Imagine it. Something called the late war. So why all of a sudden commercial bread? Yes. Why is that allowed? The price is Yishan. They tell us the secret. They tell us already. Past was a Xela that was not Mitzvashit in Klaalitzel. So it's a very hard Indian. It was something that Klaalitzel needed. Bread was something Alechim Yisya Adha. It was a Xela that the Tzibah wasn't able to be Oymit by. So therefore, in the house, they were stuck. Outside the house, commercial bread and the powder, as we call it, the baker. So there are those that are bagels and machlekes. No, that's what I eat. That people write for the side of a much natural practice. Well, Pat Akram, there's what to be saying. But when it comes to Vishal Akram, it's torn up for that in the cloud. The Gagayasif on the page is screaming, he says, there's no such thing. So Akram would want to say, maybe you can compare. And the Gagayasif says, all of our points can say there's no such thing. So we lost that head. Official Akum is Usher in the house with the maid, all that Usher, and it's Usher outside the house, that's not a Hector. Okay? Learn Shoot in the Broom. So what's yes a Hector? So the Gemara tells us there are two basic Yisraelis you need to know, which all already about Official Akum. The first Yisrael is Nechol Cha. Nechol Cha means that if this is an item, that it's eaten raw. It's eaten raw like most vegetables and fruits. Which is going to be a Hector in a moment for canned items. Again, I'll make the one last disclaimer. We're assuming that all of the ingredients are kosher and that was checked by whatever kosher agency and whatnot, etc. That the ingredients themselves are kosher. We're talking one thing only about the actual lighting of the fire and the cooking of the lake. The things that, nothing else. But I'll go on them. Most fruits, most vegetables are kaka, nechal chai. That's the messiah, they're eaten raw. So for example, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, the mother brings down, if you have a certain type of a fruit, and it's not that you ask and you cook it, it turns into jelly, it looks totally different, even the bracha is different, of atal pitei, that would not be a problem in Vishal Akum. Vishal Akum is only going to be something that you eat, usually when it's cooked, only time you eat it, not usually, but you only eat it cold, that's when there's a problem with the shu'akum. But if it's a type of food that's eaten raw, so like the chumsa-plazum and the mfashim, it's great again, I don't feel like the guy did so much for me. So I won't come down to your das with him, I won't come down chasimus with him, b'chule. Therefore, in such a case, nechel chai is a heck. For example, water, why is it that you're allowed to have the guy take you a chase boiling hot water on an airplane and whatnot? We'll see in a moment, even maybe the coffee, but I'll put him the water for sure. The water, why? Because the water is nechel chai. It's something I was able to eat when it's raw steak. So the guy didn't do anything for me. Nowadays, people say they want to know fish. Oh yes, fish became very, very popular. The sushi, the bada, the Irish guy, the sushi that you eat, that type of fish that you eat when it's raw. So sure, that type of fish you can eat. That type of fish. But to eat fish in a normal fillet, in a normal massive, about that nobody eats that except for Japanese fellows, so maybe a Japanese Jew in Japan, because then the Hanami, these are locals, go and see the mokim and can see the plate. But about the sushi, about that these things, fish is not nechel chai. Well, I'm shooting brilliant, but I'm just answering it for what the Olam sometimes ask. It's not called nechel chai. The only thing that we could discuss, there are certain things which are chedushim. I saw today something which is a chedush. Broccoli, I just thought broccoli is something that you only eat cooked. Right? And I saw today, I'm absolutely mistaken. But I thought I was wrong. Broccoli, you can eat. I saw today, asparagus is something that you can't eat when it's raw. You can't eat asparagus raw, and you can't eat artichokes raw. But most other canned vegetables and canned fruit, generally, you're going to be able to eat raw. So we'll have that hector. Now, remind me, Muster, when it comes to coffee itself, there's a place, this is in Avodah Zarah, and this is the hector for, again, I'm not getting involved in the schnapps shiloh with the shiloh of the sherry cast and whatnot, but that's in that, the schnapps and the beer and coffee. What's the heck? They cook the water, they cook the beer, they cook these things. So that's the same idea, is that since the water, which is the roiv of the beer, the roiv of the coffee, the roiv of these things is water, and water is nechel chai, so therefore there's a basis in the way that says bottle, it's bottle to the water, and therefore technically, assuming that the ingredients are kosher, the guy can make your coffee. That's the case it says, and Shabbos, and other kosher, there's massive alcohol, technically beer, and technically coffee, these things don't have the problem of the shalatim because of the reasoning of nechel chai. Alcohol bottle, but that's the first heavy. And if I get applesauce, for example, assuming the ingredients are kosher, applesauce, Abadah doesn't need official yisrael, because apples are something that are nechel chai, and something eaten when they're raw, so therefore you don't require any official of a yisrael. Now, this, of course, is not going to help. It'll help us with vegetables, it'll help us with some fruit, etc., but it doesn't help us with meat, and the fish, and the poultry, and other things. Which brings us to the next Gemara. The next Gemara, it's actually Bamisu. In the Gemara, it sounds like 2 days. The place is in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not like this. We hold both of these kulas, we'll call them. Both of them. The second kula, what everyone knows, the halacha, it has to be oil shulchan malach. The only time that something is a problem of Ishul Akum, if it's a food that oil shulchan malach. Now, I will tell the item over here. I'm not going to wait. This is something I would have waited. In American Shia, I would have waited for a few minutes to say what I'm about to say. But in English, I have to give the proper respect. Last night, I went out to visit the Queen, and she could then go, and I wanted to ask the doctor what she does eat for cereal, what she does eat for... But I walked in today to the Heimish store, and I walked in and Mamish, the Queen, I don't know how great she is, I Edward Melech Moya on the board, she eats. It's like, oh, Mickey is super. On every single cereal, on every single drink, on every single food, on every single schnitzel, on every piano box, right? Mamish, even a toy store, she took at the place, yay, the Zach, the Queen eats. So if we're going to start saying, I remember when I first learned Fishel Akum, I learned it with the English in the mosque, and he's telling me, he brings me, comes in every single day, he's bringing me a fish, a weedy butt spot, and a this spot, and a yana box, and everything like that, you see? The Queen asked us, there's a problem of Fishel Akum, like 60 days after, 40 days after, you're raising, you just ask him, I'll be so lovely, I'll be there, yes, 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 yes. I'll be the king, king state, don't live. I'll be upon him, that, I'll be there, I want to, you know, get to the assault. And this is going to be in the children, because he Mishka had the children from the Gantz Lever. She never had a children. She never had a children, and she never had a daughter. So we're going to go to the Queen? And what about me? It's a Yankee, right? Poor Yankee. What do I know from queens and kings and dogs? And somebody tells me the other day that the king of Norway, when he goes fishing, are Estradits. Is that very confusing these halachas? And I'll tell you even more so. I'm gonna have to figure out whatever. And you have a 5-star cook. I mean, I don't know who you married. I married a 6-star cook. Yeah. Up you did. Who says you married a 5-star chef? And about so we're gonna have to figure out with the king eat it the way you would eat it. So this is the place I want to make it clear, the Rambam. And Rabbeinu Yoina, in the Sefer Yisrael, the Patek of the Debussy, the Rav, the Ber Moshe, writes it like a Pesach Halacha. And then we do not look at the king, we do not look at the queen, we do not look at these Nekudas. We look at what is the Dover Chashiv that you're Magmin Es Chavedo. What is the Dover Chashiv that you'd invite us a guest for? And I will tell you, the reason for the name of the Shia is challenge, is because I once, it was a mistake, and Baruch Hashem, I was allowed back into the Chotzer Beit HaMelech, and I went there to the Yashiv, and I made the mistake of saying these words, a challenge, a king that created a challenge, right? And the Yashiv of Gansas, you're safe with your name. Without a smile, it's not totally, some people like to say a shra, when they give it at a chasin, or they say, it's really chasin, is that challenge for the proper? Right? That shalom doesn't have meat, so the cloud doesn't, I'm complaining, it's very brewing of shooting in our place, Kim. Again, when you learn the sugya, it is a little confusing. Of it's very shooting brewing, it's a dover, cautious, I've not made my father. And shall I bring you the biggest liar, touch on the fact that the Rishayim say. Of the biggest liar, it's a Rabkasha. Right? What are we worried about? We're worried you're going to make shit. We're worried you're going to make the chasina with Ivan and the shiksa and shayyidah. That's what we're worried. So who are we worried about? We're worried you're going to make chasina with the king, with the king's atochter. What are we learning about the cloud? So what's the answer? The answer is there's a melitza of Alma, and the Chazal was teaching us that it's something that's a chashiv of Michael, something you would invite a guest for, that's going to create a relationship. It is very brewing. I'm just being myrit to be mighty from any possible mistake. So now we have the Klur HaGdora of Oil of Shulchan Balachim, and now we just have to see what fits into it. Now this is of course going to be totally in where you live and when. There's the Machlekes, when you learn Bishalakim, also very confusing. You read the Oil of Shulchan, he writes 100 years ago, that that's all, it's kartoffelos, it's potatoes, it's a vado, it's a Michael for Anshay Dolin, poor people, and who eats potatoes to cloud, and a physionist. And about that, it's not a problem with Bishalakim. You're right, you can't eat a potato when it's raw. But the point is, not only Shulchan Malachim. Even simple things, even Pashas, the people don't eat it. You read 100 years before that, the Chos Mesodim, Dr. Mechutim from the Goyim, he writes that, and that's true by us, potatoes, about the oil, Shulchan Malachim, no shine. So I saw one thing he brings down, Chos Mesodim and Aruch HaShulchan. I'm not like it. And then you read, go 100 years later, and you read Rav Osner, and Rav Osner was on his own, he writes that potatoes is a chavada oil or shulchan malachim. So I figured, okay, it's raining, maybe later, as you still, the Ber Moshe, the Devon Tina Rook, right, was a Hungarian listener, and he writes, potatoes, oil or shulchan malachim, chavada, I thought you'd be relations, watch it from the Jews, oil or shulchan malachim, I need something English, I saw the Mechaz Yitzchak, chavada, oil or shulchan malachim, what's going on over here? So, Rav Shulchan's wrong. So, Rav Shulchan, is that wrong? Mitzvahs has changed. These things change. And it'll be totally in the place that you are. So, nowadays, potatoes is something that the Bible serves you. You invite a guest over. You're not embarrassed to serve it. These are cut potatoes and fried potatoes. People aren't about it. That's what people serve. So, therefore, Rav nowadays, potatoes is something. Yeah, Shulchan's wrong. I can't go through all the cases, but for example, you know, you find in one place there's something like carrots. He says, carrots aren't nechal chai, they're not nechal raw. And therefore he says, carrots is something that's oil, so from the water. And therefore carrots could be a problem. But about that nowadays, carrots are yes eaten raw. Since nowadays they're yes eaten raw, so therefore not a problem with the shalaka. These things are totally confused man and the muslim in the person. Now first I, with this in mind, we'll go into a big topic and a big subject. This is something which is when I first looking into this subject, we'll see. I would say, let's go into crisps. Let's go into crisps. Again, I'll be nice to the other than crisps. The French fries, I won't be monotonous. But let's go crisps, or I call fish, and French fries. And let's see, what do you think? Is that going to be a problem with Israel Akko? So we just established potatoes is definitely a problem with Israel Akko. No shot. So, what's the only shine over here? The shine is that, look, in the form of crisps, I know that it says the Queen Esther from Shemdor, but the Shemdor already said that's Narish guy. It's not something, it's something that a vodka is, it's something you invite a guest over and you give him potatoes and he crisps. That's a traditional mouth. Even French fries, it's like a child's guest and it's not something you're really going to go and serve to a guest, a question of a guest. So we would have thought that a vodka says there's no problem, it's a vodka. And therefore, crisps. So, you can buy the regular, again, I'm using my Americanic Shabbat, you can buy the OU wine, right? As long as you know that there's kosher ingredients, but it doesn't have Bishul Yisrael, that Bishul is Bishul Yisrael. And I heard today from Sayyid, he tells me, yeah, why do you need Bishul Yisrael on crisps? Why do you need Bishul Yisrael on crisps? He says, yeah, it's because of the sheet of the Kesef Mishnah, right? The Kesef Mishnah to pay say more, or because of the sheet of the Nekuda, Hakesef. You'll see in a moment that this person is getting most of the argument point. But just a lack of pun, the Helgish, we would have also agreed to what they said. Now, I want to prove that. I would like to prove that this person is right. The Chris, Sukhaira, do not need to have official Yisrael. In other words, let's make it a little bit more lavish. When I take the food, I'll take the food like a potato, and I'll serve it in a way where it's mechubid. So we don't look at the min, we don't look at the type of food and say, oh, this is a type of food which is a type of food which in certain scenarios is eaten as chashiv. So in all situations, it has a din of bishlach. We don't say that. I say we look at the food which is the end result, the final product which is coming in front of you. That's what I would have thought in Svara, but Svara is not about talking about shayla bishlach. So I'll prove you from the Shulchan. Shulchan says in Tim Kufi, bait. God is talking over there about Pasach. As the Gemara says, Pasachim is only by the Chameshis Minei Dogum. But rice, no. To make rice cakes, not a problem. A cake out of rice is not a problem of Pasachim. So the Ramah is quick on the draw. The Ramah says, wait a minute. Forget Pasachim. Fishalachim. What about Fishalachim? Forget Pasachim. What about Fishalachim? The rice, we know for sure, the Shach tells us rice is something that is certainly a Chashav HaMaichel. It's certainly something you serve to a guest. That's certainly Fishalachim. So why all of a sudden buy a rice cake? So the Ramah, the Shach, they say, no, because the rice cakes aren't Chashav. Rice is Chashav. The rice cakes, things that are made out of rice, that's not Chashav. So what do you see in the first in the place? Come on, I lost it. Say in the first, that we don't look at the type of food. Is it rice? Rice is the type of food which has a din bishalakum. Next, we look at the final product, what's in front of my plate. I can prove this from all over. Mashan proved this. We see the Gemara in the first of this. The Gemara says, Daista. Daista is some type of a farina, which is not kosher, and therefore there's no problem of bishalakum. Well, we thought it. And he's telling guy, I taught him that if wheat products there aren't certain types of wheat products that we wouldn't serve to a king. So that's it. There's no shayla by you can let the maid cook up the macaroni and all these things. But all of these are things that you would have a clutch of a meal. Now they know this has also become clutch of the other lasagna, these things. So you would be allowed to let the guy. Now, we don't have a problem to buy the lasagna bit because you're cooking it and you're doing a tremendous result to the lasagna pieces, to the lakshin. You're doing something major in the cooking. But at the point, can I let a guy cook the lakshin? Of course not. Why? What do you mean? Dice, we find that there are. So we find that there are certain types of wheat products which are flushed. We find there are certain types of wheat products which are not flushed. And it depends what's the final result in front of you. Chayra, these would have been Dvarim Shutim Ugru. The night said, beans, Chashulchan says it also. He says, beans, we know, baked beans. That's not a Michael, that's Oyla Chashulchan Belachim. Alavina. I think it's some type of a special, I don't know what it's talking about, to be honest with you, some kind of a special bean dish, which is mamish so chashiv. You see, the way he talks about this dish is like, mamish, mamish. And he says, apparently that becomes a problem of Israel. It depends on the problem. So, that's our answer. Potato, crisp, french fries, not chashiv. Whatever's in front of you, a potato's a chashiv. A roasted potato's a chashiv. But once you put it in this type of a form, it's a very not chashiv. And crisp, certainly, right? Even within French fries, or what I would call the potato chips, right? French fries, these things. And that could have hurt. Oh, come on, does it really make a difference? If I roast it in this shape, so then it's just a problem with the shalakum. But when I roast it in that shape, it's not a big, that I could have hurt. That's probably not going to go. You know, what is a French fry, I've always said? A French fry is really the exact same thing. It's a roasted potato. And it's not the same as the same thing, everything. So different size, that could have hurt. And that's past this. And we're not going to fight with that. That occurs definitely is the problem with Shalakam. A crisp? So about the whole entire household of a crisp is something you take the raw potato, right? My friends in the crisp factory tell me, you take a raw potato, you slice it up into a million, and then you roast these very, very thin things, and that's what you would have thought, that's not necessary. That the final result is not something kosher. Yet, and then you should know, there are sheets that hold like this, and it's not a problem. Then I saw something which was, but Mamisha, a chidishti. The going of Yankov Kamnevsky has a safe on Shulchan Aruch called Emes Yankov. And you should know, the Emes, I'll say that with another disclaimer. When we grew up, it was known that crisp, potato chips, these things, crisp, I'm a component in the old country, came out, nobody was not there. Came out, there's some of these stories. Came out, nobody was not there, because crisp is, it's not our Lord Shulchan Aruch, that's what we'll say, it's not Shulchan Aruch. And then the going of Yankov, a tshuva that was printed after he was Nifter. And the going was Moshe. Also, tshuva printed after, but borrowed that they wrote these tshuvas. They both write that Christ is the problem. It's about the problem, they write, and the writings are compelling. we're going to bring riots now, that we look at the men, we look at the type of food and say, this is food which is subject to the rules of the Shalakim. Look at the riots. I'm sure it happened because that. There's a Shulchan Aruch Midrash. Shulchan Aruch says that if you cook meat to my whole Benju son, you cook it already to the point of where it's a third that cooked or a half cooked or whatnot. So the machlokes in the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch, is that called cooked? Is it not called cooked? Is it good? Yeah, do it or not do it? But first of Yankov Kamenevsky, the Bein Shalom, is there any king in the world, is there any kosher of guests in the world that you're going to serve a half cooked piece of meat to? So how in the world, and everyone agrees that after the cooking for Shalom, just watch it. Maybe it's not called cooking in Halacha, Shaila, but that's how are you talking? Michael Bender's story is not edible. Tuck of Yankov, I'll tell you what shot is. But who cares? Meat is something that is subject to the rules of the Shalakim. So I don't care what the final product is in front of your plate, if it's something that the king would eat or not. I have to look at the type of food. And what type of food is this? This is meat. And meat is something that... So you didn't cook it enough yet. But now that's the rules of the Shalakim. And then the great Rav Yankov, such a Rav Yankov variety, Rav Yankov Kamenevsky, there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. I talked about a guy, Ivan the guy, he's taking his blowtorch and he burns down the whole entire swamp. In that swap, Zion and Mazel, there were chadozim. The chadozim are kosher. We don't necessarily have a Messiah. Some spies do have a Messiah. Sure, the chadozim with the prophecy mother are kosher. And the Ivan comes out afterwards, and he walks into the place, the Haimshah. Ushashah, chadozim don't need to be shechted. And he goes in there and says, chadozim. I just burnt them down. Think about the reason are you allowed to eat those chadozim or not, because he's in Nafkabon, and Yegav, so on Ishkan, Ishkab Kasha. What's that? They're coming out of a swap. Koyim Rajankiv. Killing your dancer. He says they're coming out of the swamp. I told him that you know what they look like when they come out of the swamp, they're right side. They don't want to know what they look like when they come out. They look like birds, cut off them that came out of the swamp. Right? So I was talking that any king would want to eat this. Zuck the dancer. Yes, the Gemara says it would be a problem definitely if it's a last one. So they go to the dancer, so what do you see? Because we don't look at the final result what you're putting in front of the king. We don't say, oh, well, the king would eat, and like that. We don't say that. We say, is it a type of a food? Is a chazer a type of a food that a king would eat? Come here, the Gemara, oh, yeah. So we don't say, and I say, we'll answer this. If you start it out, your wife is not a king's chef. That's not what we're voting for here. It has to be, as Rabbi Yankov said, we don't look at it to such an extent. We have to see, is it a type of a food which is subject to the rules of Shalakim? And then, that's the food that's subject. So therefore, all the cases that you'll have that food are subject to the rules of Shalakim. But see this, crisps are not the problem. Because potatoes are subject to the rules of the Shalakim. And I'll say even worse. The Shulchan says it's mukach. Because the Gemara talks about the shachar, the air brings down, there are certain parts of the animal. It talks about kishka, and kultivan, and these things. But the Gemara of Dorim and Mendala says a person who eats this is mishkin mesh. I don't know what the Gemara means, but I'll say, meet kishka is mishkin mesh. Yes, because that'll tell us, if the guy cooks the kishka, it's up there, the problem of the Shalakim. Why is it all the cooler? Why? Why? It's not the price can help, because we're not going to start being machal, this meat, that meat. Meat is a problem. This has already become very confusing. I'm so confused, so we have to say something kind of a tablet. Something I was thinking, this is just some shot. Shot has to be something like this. When you have something that makes rice is something that I love something of a lot for sure. But all of a sudden you change it to such an extent that this is not rice anymore, it's something else, rice cake, rice this, rice that. So different. So then about that we don't say, oh, he's in the rice family. It's so different from rice. And the mother, that's going to be not subject to the rules anymore of official action. So different. But let's say you'll have something which is not so different, just it's not cooked enough yet. This is meat. Meat is meat. You just didn't finish cooking the meat. So, meat is the rules of Bishalakim. How you prepare it? I'm not going to start dying. The chagav. The chagav we spoke about. That locust are, so a locust is subject to the rules of Bishalakim. Yours happens to be a little bit dirty. So I have an answer. Anytime the guy cooks food, take the food, dip it in dirt, and then afterwards, they'll be able to serve it because it's no longer right for king about the mish. So there is a certain aspect that it is totally in the mid. It's totally, this is the type of food subject to the rules of Bishalakim, and there's a certain aspect where it's not subject to the rules of Bishalakim. So now I have the argument. So where do Christians fall in? So now at least we could understand that Yankov Kamenevsky. Yankov Kamenevsky, he's telling us, listen, what is a Christ? What is it? A crisp is something that it's not so much different. It's just cut thin. It's the exact same thing as a roasted potato. It's just cut nervous thin. And others can look at this same exact crisp and say, Mamsh not. Because you cut it so thin, it takes on a totally different task list, and it takes on a totally different function, and it looks different, and it tastes different, and it touches no shaykhis. So then maybe that's considered, it's so different, that it's not subject to the rules of the shalakim. I personally, Mishvara, I would have thought like that. That's what I would have thought. I would have thought you don't need the shalakim. Then I start looking around, and I see the going of Moshe, not me. He obviously held the first one, check. I see the going of Yankim coming up, not me. Okay, Shem, I'm already getting nervous. Then I decided to take the child of Harry Tisot, the Shade of Haledi, the Ravodna, not me. The going of Shlomo Zalman Orbach didn't want to answer the child. He didn't want to answer the child. Finally, I went to the Medal Shako Beit Yitzchak, I asked the Yashiv, it's a Shiloh, Suffolk and Bishal Askim, it's a Shiloh. To tell a Shiloh and Bishal Askim, it's a Shiloh with the Rabbana. The Shiloh, the Rabbana, the Suffolk, the Sonic, we make up. No, it's a Shiloh in a Svara of Bishal Askim. And we'll quote the Gaia Shiloh now. A Shiloh in a Svara of Bishal Askim is a Shiloh in intermarriage. It's a Shiloh in Arkola Tarakula. It's a Shiloh in Tintu Malay. Didn't want to answer. Don't know. He said, you can't object the person that does eat it. You can't object, but it's not the Adil the Chumrah, it's not the Keshet Mishnah, as we say, it's not the Kudus HaKeshet. So then, I want the item just to understand the smaller stuff. We got a little fight there, I show you more smaller stuff, but it's like canned vegetables, canned food. Well, let's say you have something in a can to get the tuna fish. Okay? The tuna fish, to a certain extent, is out there, it's a shiloh we also discussed. Everyone understands that about the tuna steak, there's no shiloh in the world. Tuna steak is, of course, something that the Vaz is subject to the rules of the Shalakim. So, Shaiwa, it's fish, kosher, sardines, rather, you have to know there's a Gemara that says, Dog and Katanim aren't kosher. And this is always the Machloikis in Cloudy Throw. What's the status of sardines? Is there a problem with the Shalakim? There is a Vaz that seems to say explicitly that there is a problem with the Shalakim, because when the fish is death in its final form, it comes out small. Not something that started out, it's going to get bigger, and you just serve it small, that maybe is not kosher. But something that the whole entire idea of it is to be small, like a sardine, so the Bach says, that is yes, subject to the rules of the Shalakim, but I saw many places that say that nowadays we're making one sardine. And we understand this, because sardines in the vicinity of the life that we live in is not kosher anymore. Nobody eats it, nobody would serve it as a meal, it's not a kosher thing, and therefore there are many that are making one sardine. But tuna, a real tuna steak, I think we all realize, garlic, shoot and a burn, that a tuna steak is, of course, that's not a good shayla, that's something you would serve for guests, and that's about the subject to the rules of the shalaka. So why is tuna in a can all of a sudden become different? That's some kind of a magic trick, that the tuna goes into a can, and all of a sudden that's a bandage? Look at us. No, so I'll tell you, one svara, we can start to ready to understand. Maybe you'll say, wait a minute, what, that's mamish to machlaik, if you just spoke with that. That tuna will be mamish like the crisp. And tuna will be, not look, crisp is something that when it's in this form, it's not kosher. Tuna is not something you invite somebody over for a tuna sandwich, you know? A little bit silly. You don't invite somebody over for a tuna sandwich. It's not something that's so kosher. But maybe that's the same shiloh. Maybe. You know, they cook it in this non-kosher way. Maybe, right? That's smart here. I have a hard time with that. I have a very hard time with that. You know, it's like saying if I take a piece of meat, I cook it, and then I go and I chop it up into a chayes, and I make out of it chopped meat, which you wouldn't serve to a king. Nobody would say that. That's the chayes. That's what goes on by tuna fish. That's what I would have thought. So then we have to maybe try and find a different spot. A different spot by tuna. Why would tuna maybe not be a problem of Bishal Akum? So, here's a spot. Okay, and this is something that applies to all kings. There's something in halacha known as an ushan. Now what is mushan? To make a long story short, why are you allowed to eat salmon that doesn't have a bishul of a bishul yisgur? Because salmon lacks, right? Smoked salmon. Why? Because this is called mushan. Yushalmi dam is mushan called bishul, and the Rambam passing smoked is not called bishul. Smoked is not called bishul. So therefore, bishul is one thing, even though on Shabbos maybe it is called bishul, but in Hilchos, bishul akum is not called bishul. So therefore, smoked salmon is not a problem of bishul akum. Good. And this is also why fables, white fish, my friends in the department tell me that, well, salmon is smoked with a cold smoke, about 80 degrees. White fish is very, very hot, but the nice people good in the place, give them to make one that too. Because smoke is not something that is called bishul in the world of bishul akum. So, I have a galactic answer. Ready for this? We spoke about now smoke. What about steam? What about steaming something? So the famous tshuva, and the Chaimaiza has a tshuva, and the Shemari has a tshuva about it, and they want to say a chiddush, that maybe steam is not the same thing as smoke. It's not. smoke is without liquid, steam is with liquid, and steam is light. What's the difference? The liquid is on the outside of the item, or the liquid is or inside the item? That's not special. It's an ultimate machlokes. It's a big machlokes. You have to know that in steam, it's such a big machlokes. The Iron Cutler was said to have been made of this item. And the others that are not mashed, the greatest machlokes, mamashat, doesn't look kind of a kind, is steam cooked smoke. But what does that have to do with us? So let's say it could be made of that shayla. Dark white skin that are made of, they say the way the rind was made of. So I'm going to tell you how most of the canned vegetables and canned fruits and canned tuna and all these things are made nowadays. Slightly because of safety, slightly because of convenience, slightly because of money. If they take these cans of the vegetables, of the tuna, of these things, of everything, they put thousands of these cans together in a steam bath. Not much to help them at Schwitz, they say. But that's what they take them inside, they steam the whole room with steam, not just liquid steam, and it's getting cooked on your day to steam. So the mouth, that's a shayla. What are you talking about tuna? What are you saying is tuna problem with shalakum? No, it's a shayla. Are you made so on the shayla of Me'oshan? It's not a kilo. It's more than a bone that are made so. It's not really Me'oshan, it's steam. Steam is a machleg. It's a machleg to be made so. That's how we would have said the shayla. And there are places that say this. And there are kashrus organizations that say this. Now, wait a second. I would like everybody here, again, we're now educated consumers. I would like to be, let's be honest for a moment. Let's be honest for a moment. What was HaKadim L'Chaim Moise talking about? What was the Shem Aryeh? What was the Aryeh Kotler talking about? When they said, steaming things is mortal. They were talking there about a vegetable, a fruit, a this or that, which is sitting on the outside, and you're steaming it like the Gemara talks about. Let's say I take a can, I put inside the can liquid, or we call oil in the tuna, or the water in the tuna, or the water in the vegetable, or all the things that we put in the liquid and whatnot. And now I take a heat source, and I go and I boil it up. So that's all steaming? But what am I really doing? I'm really getting some type of a heat, however the heat is coming, and now I take the water which is inside, and it's getting cooked from the steam from the outside? No! It's getting cooked from the liquid that is cooking it. And Baruch Hashem, when I saw this the first time, I was excited. And I sent the Shaila to our Goyim Rav David Feinstein, because unfortunately, the Goyim Rav Moshe left us without a truth about this. And the Goyim Rav David Feinstein told me, he said, my father was letting me chalei from this. I said, why? He said, because it's natural steaming. I said, oh, your father doesn't know the full motion, the great Goyim Rav Moshe. He said, no, so that's in the cloud. There's nothing to discuss the cloud. It's cooking in the master. The heat on the outside, and it's cooking in the master. So I don't know if you can say the heck of the shalakum. That's why sometimes when we hear things like tuna, the tuna meat officially throw. As an educated consumer. So we hear today, I know the hummer. You shouldn't throw tuna for time. The other child is not getting a relation, I'm getting them. But we hear today, so, I don't know if it's dead anymore, I don't know. I think Bishul is throw on tuna. You have to know. I want to say that we talked about the shadow and I don't even have a match in your face. I want to ask him about this. I have to know, I can't pass right, there are much bigger problems than us with fire and this and that. So I told him and he was got a chalik, he held it on canned vegetables and whatnot. You could be saying that it is called Me'oshin. We look at the heat source, and the heat source is yes called steaming, and therefore yes it's mocha. They said, tuna's off. But they're lying, how much is it? It's definitely a $10. And like that, tuna's different. Tuna's a very hard type of fish. And it doesn't, you think it just gets cooked all your day. It doesn't work like that. You have to cook it there on the makom. You have to cook it on the makom. I said, don't worry, they have one Yiddish mashki up there, and they'll turn on the fire. They'll say, chas v'shalom. Al tabi ashkenazi shikulu zirayim. My So this is a great thing. Does this tuna. But let me get into Tobias. I'm going to talk for one moment about cornflakes like Krispies and these things. So now, as we realize already, first of all, this claim should go back to our original shot. First of all, in corn in general, you have to know that I'll be eating over here, myself and others, will remember that corn was never really a Michael Kosher. I will tell you, in Europe, and I remember this, 100 years ago, it actually, I'm American, one of the presidents, I think it was Jimmy Carter, there was a Russian diplomat that came to Jimmy Carter, and he had him over for a presidential meal. At the end of the meal, he served him corn on the cob. This Russian place, he was so offended, and then a chutzpah b'zoi, he got up and he walked out. That's how we see clear. That's how we're by American standards, So I looked into this. You know, the famous mice in Kepakut in America, Banks of Kamenetsky, they once told him a scandal. Somebody went, a guy went, and he turned on the barbecue, and there's a bunch of corn on it. The bank said, corn is Michael Bain. And the Bechaim of Gata Sofet. Not a Kabbalah, not me. What fuck he make on corn, but Michael Behema, not me, a Shahako. Because he says, corn is maybe Michael Behema. So, the cloud is corn called a Michael Koshiv, is a Gata Shah. It's not a Gata a shayla. I did see Rabbi Sal Price that in England, in the fire, that there are six types of corn. Five of them are Michael Behema. The sixth one, we talked about the sweet corn that Michael also eat. And then I could hear that, yes, I lost some lawful. We want to invite the guests for it. I could hear that. I could hear that. But for plenty, let's go to now like corn flakes and the place like Krispies and these things. So let's say we'll say that corn is not something that has the status of Bishul Yisrael. That's the Bishul Yisrael. We need Bishul Yisrael. So we're not corn flakes. So this should go back to what we spoke about before. Well, it's always that when you take the corn and you bake it into such a form, which is definitely not a chashuva form, kind of the cream essence of China, the Irish kind. About the pudding, we know that's not a chashuva form. So I would say the same like this is already, I was thinking, not just double chumra. I mean, this is already, you know, corn in the first place is not so plush and officially so, you need officially so. Plus, the corn is maybe even, in this type of form, in a corn flake. Certainly, I would certainly have thought that in this case it could be mako. Now, Gada, Rafalk is mako for a different reason on corn flake. He's mako because he says, remember we said there are six types of corn, and the sixth one is the one that is raised at the Michael Abba. They said the one in the corn flakes is number three. Enjoy them in the morning. I'm sure. So whenever anyway, took a Michael Baima, and that was he knows that certainly you don't need officially throw on something like corn flakes. Okay, I can hear the corn run. Like, you can build the corn run, but if you want to make that in, it's summer, it's murder. Then I saw that this is something which is absurd. Now you see in the world of Kashmir, you have to maybe. And this might be a difference between America and in England. I didn't see it. In America, in England, I saw that Talkie writes, he says, Rice Krispies is the problem. Let's say I take a piece of meat with the muscle that we started with. And I cut up that piece of meat. After I cooked it, the guard cooked it, now it's a problem. About Kashmir, to shut up the garlic. I said, fine, let's cut it up into a million pieces, and we'll eat it. That's not official. That's not a flush of the food anymore. And that should be mustard, right? He said, that's an Irish type. It was already chicken venison, and it can't go away. So it says another policy. He said, this is an Matthias that goes on with Rice Krispies. It's that first they cook the rice, and after they cook the rice, then they break it down, and they do all types of things to it, the flamaster, the dough, and then they have Rice Krispies. So if that's the Matthias of Rice type, so then Rice Krispies definitely need officially stuff. Now I will tell you, I give the shear, this example, shear is different than one. I give it an Eretz Yisrael, I don't say this. In Eretz Yisrael, I go into American, I gotta have to change it because in Eretz Yisrael, the Rice Krispies come from England. But when I'm talking to American, I tell them the Rice Krispies doesn't need a visually Yisrael. It's as far as to be made for. Why? The way it works over there, it's a different series. That's not how they make it as well. They cook it up in some type of a sugar and mold and some type of a liquid, which at that point is become not edible. At that point, when they cook this rice, it's become not edible. Then afterward, they break it down, and then afterward, it turns into the Rice Krispies, that non-kosher this day. So it's going to, that's what I say, I'm not even a shamash and a shamash in the base of net. I can't even bring you the sheep, I can just bring you the shilas that you'll have to add. Pringles. Again, I'm not going to tell you Pringles and look, they're also the shalach, the mishnah. I'll just tell you in a minute here. How do you make Pringles? So in America, I think definitely it's a problem. I'll tell you, I don't know, it's like that everywhere in the world. You know how to make Pringles? You take potatoes. They cook up the Pringles, they cook up the potatoes, and then trick, right? Trick, you have to stop the clock right there, trick. Once they cook the potato, trick, they're going to cook it. Now afterward, they break it down, and dust, and yank, and it turns into a Pringle, mouthful. And that's not how we made a crisp, right? That's not the same way we made the crisp before. But the Pringle, they cooked up the potato, crisp. Oh, now they break it down. So, in America, it's a problem. And that's not, I think, how they make it in England. Then I found that's not true. Somebody told me, no, that's not how they do it. First, they do motion. They steam it. So once they steam it, we're getting back into that shayla. You have to remember, nowadays, society, a lot of things are done with steaming. So this shayla, you're going to really have to find out how your rabbanim hold about. Is steaming us or steaming mutter? Because the Pringle, they steam the potato, and then after they steam the potato, so all right, maybe that potato didn't become mutter. And then they go and they break it down, and then they make it into this non-kosher corn. This is the types of shayla. I'll end with one shayla. The last shayla, I can say, again, there's so many. Of the last shayla is, I won't end with the shayla of children, because I think we all see today that children is something you invite over a flesh of a God. I don't think there's any shayla in the world that children has potatoes in it, the children has meat, the children has this, the chulek. So the children is more of a melissa than a shayla of ice. About the punim, the last shayla that we can possibly talk about is, I'll end with a story. The Chassam Sefer had a tshuva. In the Chassam Sefer's tshuva, he's talking about a case of a child that is a shaita. A shaita, and the shaita was to send him to a certain institution. and if they would send him to this institution, so then he would be able to become a normal functioning human being, he'd be able to become a shomer tzedek mitzvah. And be able to be a mother, she'd be chayv mitzvah. And the matzah he's in right now, not the chamzeker, he's not chayv mitzvah. The shaykh of the kolam is the paying of chamzeker. And the chamzeker ends the ganze tshuva he's discussing over there. They're going to feed him trade. And if you're allowed to, is it called that? It's called tafinim v'yadayim. We're causing them to feed him trade for this and that. And he's talking about official akim and that. And he goes to a land of tshuva. And at the end of the tshuva, Dr. Chamzeker, I think midadin is mutter. I think Minadin would be permitted to send his child to this institution and they would feed him trade because it wouldn't be called to feed him because I was not called they were feeding him and it wouldn't even be a Mishal Akim we can get out of and this and that. And Dr. Chassan Sefer, don't do it. Don't do it. And Dr. Chassan Sefer says that, Dr. Chassan Sefer, Mutto, it would be better that he should be a Shaita Kol Yamo. It should be a Shaita, he should be a Shaita his entire life than it should be Russian Mishne Amok and that he should have the Tintum Alev inside of his Nishamah. And the Kohen of Moshe, in discussing this tshuva, but sometimes it proves conclusively clear from the tshuva that we're talking that they could have cured him and he would have been chayav in Torah mitzvahs. Atal pike, the chassan sefer by mechta geolgin, and the chashanim he understood what is tintum alei. So when we hear these stories up our side, we have to go, we have to find out, we have to look into this, and Bez Hashem will be nitzel from his macholetosis.